the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Now the Medicine Buddha, verse of praise and mantra. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Teyata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, tata samugate soha. Teyata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, tata samugate soha. Teyata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, tata samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, tata samugate soha. Now the four measurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Okay, now the verse of praise and mantra for Chen Reisig, the Buddha of great compassion, not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chen Reisig, all seeing one, I prostrate.
So please, all my friend, you can visualize His Holiness the Dalai Lama inseparable with for our genesis, you know, if you can recall how the forum genesis looks like, so you can bring that up, you know. So in reality, it's not different from His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and it appeared as a forum genesis, But in reality, it's the Holy Law, His Holiness that Allah for you. If you can visualize spirit before you or your crown, so then when we chant the mantras, the first round, all the complications and difficulties related to or caused by pride, arrogance, completely purify, then you yourself become free from pride or arrogance. Okay. Well, so then we start chanting the mantra first 3 times. So, so the second round of mantra, so then also think deep down from your heart all the complications, stress, fear, anxiety caused by jealousy, completely purify. Then you yourself become free from jealousy. And instead of jealousy, then you just rejoice, So the pride or arrogance, so then in the first round of chanting, so you're completely, all the problems that relate to or caused by pride or arrogance completely purify, then you yourself become free from that pride and arrogance and just show respect. That's the power of direct antidote from, and antidote of pride, no respect, physically, verbally, mentally, respect. Then the commitment from your heart that you are going to practice respect physically, mentally, orally. So then you get maximum benefit. Second, so then all the complications that are not related to or caused by jealousy completely purified, then you yourself become free from jealousy, so then may come in deep down from your heart, then not from now on, you just now on wholeheartedly practice, rejoice, that there is an antidote for jealousy. So now the third round of chanting, then you think different from your heart, all the problems are caused by doubt. Not having a faith or believing in oneself, and not having a faith or believing in the very practice that you are learning. So on and so forth. All the difficulties to that. So then because of that lack of faith in oneself, lack of faith in the path, very path that we are trying to walk on, or very spiritual practice, we are about to practice, not having a faith in that. So then kind of delays to achieve the goal, in this case, the liberation, for the enlightenment. So all these obstacles been completely purified. So then you yourself, you know, become free from that doubt. And then again, unshakable faith, which is firmly rooted in reason. So you gain wisdom. Okay, wisdom. Oh, yeah.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
So when we talk about wisdom here, wisdom by hearing, reading, thinking, meditating, all of this, you know, there are three types of wisdoms. So we'll eliminate doubt. So now the fourth round of chanting, the Mani Mantra chanting, of course now all the complications is deeply caused, it's all the complications that's caused by ignorance. Not just ignorance, that's the fundamental ignorance. No? Not knowing how to identify conventional self that we use all the time. I'm not happy, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm not getting along, I'm going to all that. Those many, many things that throughout the life, since from beginning this time to till now, so much stories have been built based on notion of self or I, which we don't analyze, what is I, what is self, which we don't analyze. So then, without analyzing, you will not gain the wisdom to recognize the true nature of self. So that is ignorance that, you know, causes all the complication within the samsara. So then that now chanting of that fourth round of chanting completely eliminate ignorance. So then you gain not just wisdom, you gain this very particular wisdom, realizing shunyata. Okay? So now the fifth round of Mani Mantra chanting, again deep down from your heart, then again anxiety, fear, stress, and all kinds of complications caused by clinging so tightly on something, what is called attachment, completely purified. So then, you yourself become free from attachment, so then also not just that, deep down from your heart, you decide to practice a pure love called Chamba, pure love, it's not fixed with attachment, okay?
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani.
So that pure love is, arise. That pure love has been actualized or realized or generated based on the knowing the conditions of our own existence or in our own existence. So then, you know, there's all kind of complications. It's not based on how you look. That love is not based on how you look. No, it's not based on how you look. It's based on what kind of condition that you are in. So nothing is certain. Nothing is certain. Everything changes. Nothing is certain. So then, not just that, nothing is certain, you know. So everything's changed due to cause and condition. Everything changed. Nothing is certain. Even though we wish that everything should be the same as before, that's not the case. The real case is everything is changing moment by moment. Not being aware of that led to many problems. So then after that, you know, not being content, no matter what we do, never content, never satisfied. Dissatisfactions. That is the condition that we are in, we are all in. Based on that, then you want to do something wonderful for them. So that is pure love. Okay, that's pure. Just want to share. So then after that, the last round of mantra is to trying to free ourselves from anger, which is the most destructive emotions. Among those, all the emotions, the most destructive emotion, anger. So then after that, all the problems that are caused by anger within the relationship, within the family, within the community, within yourself, all of them completely purified, then you yourself become completely free from anger. So then, then make deep commitment from your deep down, from your heart. From now on, you are going to practice no matter what kind of circumstance or kind of circumstance that you are going to take the patience as one of the most important practice in your life. Okay, patience. Patience like able to bear hardship. All the difficulty caused by verbal, physical, mental, face them with loving kindness, compassion, wisdom, realization, and so on and so forth. Okay? So then you yourself completely free from anger. So then deep down from your heart from now on, no matter what, even though it caused my own life, I will not give up on patience, on practicing patience. Okay? In order to get the maximum benefit for yourself in this life, and many more lives in the future. Buddha of compassion, mani mantra, practicing mani mantra that's, you know, kind of like using money mantra as a base or instructions to do meditations, something like that. So then also there are, you know, another meaning, so Om, so you all know, but I've said this many times, Om, there's three letters together, you know, A, U, Ma. First A symbolizes body, U symbolizes speech, Ma symbolizes mind. But basically, body, speech, and mind, there are two of them, your body, speech, and mind, the body, speech, and mind of our Lord Kiddushyarava, in this case, inseparable with His Holiness Dalai Lama. Oh, that's two sets of body, speech, and mind. Your body, speech, and mind, the body, speech, and mind, our Lord Kiddushyarava, you are visualizing space before you, or your crown, inseparable with His Holiness Dalai Lama, the body, speech, and mind, which is completely free from all the delusions, the pure body, speech, mind, pure, as pure as it can get. So what you're trying to do here, so you are trying to, what you're trying to do is like, we are trying to, as a, trying to transform our body, speech, mind into the enlightened body, speech, and mind. So this is what we're trying, this is what, when you say Om, that's what you're trying to visualize. The body, speech, and mind that causes all kinds of complications. So that very body, speech, and mind, you're trying to transform that into the pure, enlightened body, speech, and mind when you say the word Om. The money, you know, is like a jewel or wealth, It has the ability to eliminate poverty that beings go through, poverty, not having a food to eat, not having a water to drink, not having a house to live in, not having a cloth to wear, So this is wealth, a jewel. Has the ability to eliminate poverty. Similarly, here, the jewel refers to loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta. These are the jewel. It kind of fulfills, the wishes that we have for happier life, better life, happier life. Oh, so there's those jewels, fulfill those wishes, you know, money. Padma, you know, Padma is lotus. In this case, which symbolizes wisdom, which symbolizes wisdom. So now what you have here, body, speech, your body, speech, and mind, and the body, speech, and mind of our Lord Kiddushyarava, our Chaitanya. Through the practice of Mani Mantra or through the recitation of the Mani Mantra, what you're trying to do is you're trying to transform your body, speech, mind into chaitanya body, speech, mind, pure body, speech, mind. By practicing loving kindness, compassion, and wisdoms, like two wings, you're trying to fly. But in order to fly, you need two wings. Technically, it's called method and wisdom. Method refers to loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta. These are method side of practice. So then wisdom realizes shunyata. So this is called true wing, because there's a true wing. Oh, so this was money, one wing, method side of practice, loving kindness, compassion. Padma, lotus, means in this case wisdom. Realizing, you know, ultimate truth. Omani Padme. Hum means unifying them, unifying. You can fly with one wing, you have to have two wings in order to fly successfully. Hum means unify. So now, unification of wisdom and method, such as loving kindness, compassion. So then you fly out of samsara. Mm. So self-grasping mind is like cage, that we are trapped inside this cage, grasping so tightly, not able to free. So that wisdom and method will free you from that cage forever. Mm. So there's a way to free ourselves from the samsara and from all the delusions, okay? So there's another meaning of mani mana. Om, your body is within mind, and trying to transform their body is within mind into the chariotic body is within mind by practicing both, not just one, both wisdom and method, both. No, such a loving kindness, compassion, then also wisdom, realization, shunyata. So then unifying them, so then you gain this very true powerful wing, so now you can fly. Or you can free yourself out of that cage, which is considered here as a self-grasping mind, is a cage, iron cage. Then we are trapped inside that cage. So then unification of wisdom and method, the two wings, then you can free. So that's another meaning of the mani mantra. So just want to share with you, so next time when you say the mani mantra, if you can think about the meaning of the mani mantra, so then it's very good, it becomes good meditation. Alright? Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it clear? Oh yeah. That is good, you know, then just when you say a mantra, there's something to think about the meaning. So it means something important for you. It has some purpose. It has substance. It's not just mere word. It has substance. So now then more like it will protect your mind. So that's the meaning of the mantra. Man is mind. Man is mind. Tra, tra, or tra, that's like protects. Protect from what? Protect from like jealousy, arrogance, pride, attachment, anger, ignorance, oh, so then that's the meaning of the mantra, okay? So then, or reciting the mani mantra, so then it can be very beautiful meditation for you, you know, so easy to learn, just only six syllables, so easy to learn, okay? Oh, yeah. Can I?
Oh, the green tower, verse of prayers and mantra.
Okay, sorry, we are still not finished the prayer. Yeah.
Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tutare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. So we'll say seven of these. Mm-hmm. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu De Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu De Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re 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 Soha. Now the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer in Tibetan.
Sanje chodo soje chonam la chanjo pato nami chonjonje bage chishi chibya sonam dola benje sanje lo mahashom. Sanje chodo soje chonam la chanjo pato nami chonjonje bage chishi chibya sonam dola benje sanje lo mahashom. Sanje chodong soje chonong lo chanjo pato dani chodong je dage chushi jize sunam lola peje sanje nubai no sada alami medami naji omu da jajin laso chushi chala chawa chapa nungu sanje sura rupu chivin divin jujiva dida ashi jiga tambi chunji chivin divin jujiva namo lagi gada nuda nijibia tibu da nami gada Jadon, So now what we should do? So first, Nava Pimpis, Nava Pimpis, Nava. Appearances. Now, my appearance, I see you, you see me. Appearances are now for me. So we can minimize the visual image, we can minimize. I mean, we can minimize, we can control how much we should see or through our eyes, we can control that. When you close, completely close, you see nothing. If you open a little bit, you see something not very clearly, kind of blurry. If you open wide open, then you see everything. Then if you turn around your head, then you see more. Right? If you just look at here, you see only in front of what's in front of you. If you turn around, then clockwise, counterclockwise, left to left, then you see everything, almost everything in the left or right. Then when you turn left, then you see almost everything in the left. But we have choice. We don't have to see them, but we can control. So if you put something inside your ear, Earplug. You can minimize the amount of sound that comes in. Then we can control. We have control. If you block if you close your doors, then you control something you don't want to smell. It's your choice. Close or tell something. Try to educate some other people and lecture them what to do, what not to do. It's easy to do. Same test. We have controls. Same here. Touching something smooth, something rough, you have controls. 5 senses, you can control. You do have control over 5 senses. Now, how is about 6 mental consciousness? Now, we prove something here, completely blocked. Nose is blocked. Everything is blocked. Not touching anything. But still, corresponding, it's still corresponding with the mental image. Mental image. The 5 senses can be controlled, but I think then 6 mental consciousness also can be controlled. Can be controlled. One way to minimize amount of what do you call this, like flesh, what do you call flesh sending? what is called like image that from one of another, what's called flash?
Oh, yeah, flashing or streaming?
Yeah, streaming is the worst. Oh yeah, so anyway.
Flashback?
So yeah. You know, this comes again and again. Some of them comes back again and again. Some of them comes once a while. But anyway, there's like non-stop stream, non-stop stream. So all kinds of image plays out, you know, so like. One way to stop, one way to minimize or stop is to concentrate, focus. Without focus, it's hard, it's very hard to stop whatever you are steaming. Maybe from yesterday, last week, last month, last year, it could go on and on. Could go very far. The only way to stop is not just simple wish, mere wish. We all have that, but still, it's still steaming. It's not stopped yet. It's just steaming. It's not simple wish. It's a good start, then your wish to stop. The way to stop, way to control. So we all know how to control 5 senses. We know. So now we need to learn how to control the 6 mental consciousness, 6 senses. The 6 mental consciousness, the consciousness, they think. It's nothing to do with you, something you smell presently. Of course it's something to do with that you already had. It has to do with something you already had experience. You know, it's mainly kind of like reflecting from the past, like album, like one page, two page, three page goes again, 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 again. There's some page comes again, 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 like that. So, in order to minimize or control that is to focus. How to do? Now appearances. It doesn't have any shape or color, it's just appearances. It's just appearances. That's how you say appearances? Or you could explain to me like space between thought. Space between thought. Does it have any image? When you say space, that's not Tibetan word, that's English word. So you must know, because all the English-speaking people must know. When you say space between thought, does there have any image? Does it appear? Space between thought, does it appear? Can you focus on the space between thought? Can you focus? If somebody asks, what you are focusing on, what do you say? I'm focusing on Now question is how to focus? One question is how to focus? It seems like you all know when I say space between thought. So now the question is, space between thought does exist. So now the second thing is how to focus on that. If you have too much expectations, you are going to fail. If you have too much concern that relates to the past, more likely you are going to fail. Sorry to use the word fail, but needs to be truthful here. Can't just Oh, is it piece of cake? You know, no need to worry. That's lie. That's not good. Need to be truthful here. How to focus? If you have too much expectations, you are going to fail. If you have too much concern related to the past, more likely you are going to fail. Means you are not going to be, you can't focus successfully because there's something is interrupting your concentration, meditation here, which is concern, so much concern related to the past. Still steaming the image from the past. There's no how to focus. Now, space between thought do exist. Now, how to focus? How to focus? What time is it? How to focus? If you have too much worry about future, if you have too much worry about future, more likely you are going to be failed. So these are the three things. Too much expectations, too much concern related to the past, too much worry about future. Now, what that means we have to be 100% present. 100% present. If you want to succeed, if you want your meditation to be successful, you have to be 100% present at the present moment. You can't divide your mind to the past, to future, to the present. No. You have to be 100% at the present moment, much as possible. Length of meditation can be short, can be minute. Don't worry about how our time is. No, it can be just minute, just one good minute. At that good minute, that one good minute, make sure that you are 100% present. Not thinking about past, not expecting anything, just want to focus, that's all. Not expecting anything. Not concerned about past, not worrying about future. 100% have to be present. Now I can do so. Space between thought. Be with that 100%. How long? Sure. Minute. How do you say minute? Sure. Not talking about hour, we're talking about minute. Can you do? I don't know. Oh, need to try. You cannot tell. If you don't try, you cannot tell. Now I think you man you love at all so number of the teacher can you mind. You may choose a number shows. Just a little bit. Just a little bit pause, space between thought on that, concentrate, focus on that, little bit. What happened? So, before this lake is very, very murky, muddy or murky. So now that lake become very clear. It's become very clear now. It's become like clear, still lake. Your consciousness or your mind become clear, still lake. That's what happens. That's how you control amount of image that goes, that's placed in your mind related to the past. Maybe it's going to happen in the future. All kind of this mental image is constantly playing and generating all kind of thoughts, Unfortunately, a lot of that thought is not a positive one. Then yourself become overwhelmed. by all this moon. All the experience that bring us those from those images, then you become overwhelmed, and then sometimes you become hopeless. And that's how you don't have faith in yourself, that you lose faith in yourself, that you think you can do. So that's how to control, okay? Focus on the 100%, if it's possible. 100%, that's the best. 100% focus, space between thoughts, how long? Minute. Now all this, all kind of images are going round, 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 it all become just one, just one. All these boys are just one. How they look, it doesn't look anything. It just looks space between thought. That's all it looks. It doesn't look anything. All dissolve no one. One way, another way you could say you are watching your mind. Same thing. Focusing on the space between thought and staring at your nature of your mind. I'm staring at nature of my mind. Same thing. Second one is more technical. The first one is more like, in ordinary language. Second one, you can say, I'm staring at conventional nature of my mind. If you want to become sophisticated, then you can say, I'm focusing on conventional nature of my mind. What it looks like? Nothing. It doesn't look anything. It doesn't look like anything. That's where I'm focusing on. How long? 1 good minute. That's all. 1 good minute. So then it makes sense. All the appearances. It's nature of your mind. Whatever you see is nature. Another way you could see is the reflection of your mind. Or another way, as I say, if you want to be more sophisticated, so then you could say it's the nature of mind. Everything that appears, whatever that appears in your mind, it doesn't appear exactly the same way it appears in your friend's mind. Because you respond differently, you react differently. That's why everything that reflects, but compared to between human and animals, when you have dog, also see things, but we react differently. Because it's a reflection of your own mind. It's a nature of, if you want to be more sophisticated, then you could say it's a nature of your own mind. Why it's different? Because we react differently. That's why it's different. Now, if that's the case, everything that appears is the nature of your mind. All the appearance is, there's a Nava Sinjirashis. All the appearance is nature of your mind. The very nature of your mind is empty. Very nature of mind, when you say very nature of mind, you are thinking of two things. Conventional nature of your mind and ultimate nature of your mind. Conventional nature of mind, we already know. We just came out of that meditations. We already know because we just came out of these meditations, conventional nature of mind. What it looks like, what's called, it's called space between thought. What it looks like, nothing. It doesn't look like anything. Does it exist? We all agree that does that. It does exist. We all agree. Space between thought does exist. What it looks like, this looks like nothing. Ultimately, what is ultimate? Okay, I kind of understood conventional nature of mind because we just came out of that meditation. Now, what is the ultimate nature of mind? That is no different than mind itself. So now you have some understanding of form is emptiness, emptiness is form, form is not other than emptiness, emptiness is not other than form in the Heart Sutra. Now you have some understanding, oh, it means like one coin, two sides. One coin, two sides. It's not two coin. It seems like two coins, and long time I thought it's two coins, and find the turns out it's just one coin, it's two sides. I used to think there's like two coins, or maybe four coins, five coins, maybe many coins. But turns out it's just one coin, two sides. Yeah, it's just one coin, two sides, that's all. So now, how to find ultimate natures? Okay, when you focusing on the space between thought, without concern, without expectations, without worry, concentrate, 100% try to be there, before is all muddy, can see clearly, it's all kind of, why see clearly? Because there are so many flashes from the past, and there are so many images coming into mind from the future, there's so many images, now there's none of them. So that's why the muddy water, that's why what this water is called muddy. Now it's all settled, It's not very clear what is dust, what is water. It's very clear. All the dust all settled down in the bottom, water rise. That is what happened when you concentrate. Become like still, clear, still water. Clear, still water. Not the murky anymore, no longer murky. It's like clear, it's not moving, it's still. So in that clear water, you see fish. That fish is not moving the water. Fish is navigating in that water without moving the water. The water is not moving because of the movement of the fish. The water is not moving because of the movement of the fish. Water is not moving. It's still clear water. It's not moving. But the fish is moving. That's part of your awareness. Part of your awareness is like small fish into that water without disturbing the water. Water has not been disturbed. It's not moving. There's a part of your awareness, subtle awareness. So now checking or analyzing notion of self. Like Marcelo, the small awareness now checking what is Marcelo checking. The small fish is checking the very Marcelo meditating on this space between thought is checking what is that Marcelo checking. So there you go through. Am I my body? That's how analysis has been done. That's how the small fish is checking. Am I my hair? What is your answer? You can't be your hair, although how many times you shave your hair, how many times you went to the bubble. So then you left your part of yourself to the bubbles? No. How is there no skin that covers your head? Oh. Go through all the physical parts of the body, inside out. Can you pinpoint? No. You are not going to find the meditations itself. You are not going to find who is meditating. Never joking. You are not going to find even like tiny bits of an apple. You are not going to find. Does that mean I don't exist? No. That's how you exist. That's how you exist. All idea that you have is incorrect. All the idea of yourself is not correct. That's how you exist. You cannot find. Does that mean I'm disappearing? I don't exist? No. That's exactly how you exist. Not finding is the best way of finding. That's exactly what it means. Some case, matongane tuatapa. Not seeing is the best way of seeing. Now probably you're seeing the best part. You're seeing. Finally you are seeing the best part of yourself, I think. What do you say? Before you are seeing all the things related to all the stories that related to your hair, related to your eyebrow. Your color of your skin, like your shape, this is all incorrect. Now you are finding maybe true self. Oh. Do I need anything? No, just pause. Just pause there. Just pause. What is that? That's the ultimate nature of yourself or mind sensing. Ultimate nature. It's good to do it sometimes. So now, everything that builds on all yourself is built on your hair. Your hair disappears. Why it disappears? Because it doesn't have a valid base. It's just sand castle. So when you could build beautiful castle out of sand, when the water hit, what happened? It's no different than sand. It's just, at the beginning of the sand, it appears something, then it disappears like sand. That's what it's. So this still clear lakes, small fish navigating through the lake, through the water, without disturbing the water. So that's like subtle, your subtle awareness, analyzing. Why I should analyze? Because so much has been built based on notion of Gijikele. All in Gijikele. Oh, Gijikele means like that. You went to the monastery, you studied 5 major texts, then you graduated, then you somebody give you the title Gijio, and now so on and so forth. And now somebody knows, so like, what's that? When you analyze, it means nothing. When you analyze, it means nothing. So much built in conventional reality. When it comes down, once boils down, ultimate reality, it means nothing much. Pretty much same thing. Well, so that's the meditation you do, how to control. Now we did talk about controlling Kodana. Oh, so now, sorry. Time is over, so see you next Sunday. See you next Sunday, so hopefully. Thank you very much for coming in. So we'll stop here. Time is run out, so someone will do dedication. Oh, thank you very much. All the people at the Gomba on the YouTube, so here, thank you very much. Oh.
Start with the dedication verses from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy, may the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers, first one for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, in the land encircled by snow mountains. You are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chen Reizig Jenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. And the one for Kensi Rinpoche, Jitsun Lo Sandalak, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Avatare. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then the one for Lama Silver Rinpoche. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. And of course, seven Tara mantras for Geshe Agelak and Geshe Sangpo, long, healthy, happy lives. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. So see you next Sunday, okay?